Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This was supposed to be a good time, and now I can't sit for a week because of what you've done to me.
Whoa, what the hell?
Whoa, Joe. Chill.
What is that? Well, it's not this.
He gave me the nicest, longest piece of meat. So good.
Mike's
in the background.
That was so perfect.
That's what sold it.
He gave me the nicest, longest piece of meat. So good.
So, for context, jerks.
Oh, we don't need context.
Yeah, we need context.
No,
yeah.
It's all right.
No, we were talking about pastrami, just so we're clear.
Are we sure?
I'm pretty sure.
That's what they call it nowadays.
Let's play it one more time.
He gave me the nicest, longest piece of meat. So good.
Guys, that sounds like a porno conversation. Just that they're both laid back. It's chill.
Even the...
Oh, man.
Oh, God.
Good times, man.
So funny.
The pastrami was really good. Like, it was like a real, like, sliced pastrami right in front of you, like, straight out of the smoker or whatever. It's like, oh, yeah, that was awesome.
Rashad says that.
Hold on, everybody. Here's the situation.
It's pastrami.
Oh, what's this one? Here's a...
Yes!
Swag. I love it. One more time.
Yes!
That will be the Milwaukee Bucks if they ever get a win in the rest of the season against a competent team.
That's who you want to talk about.
When they won't lose to a lottery team.
Yes!
But soon enough, they will be saying this.
It's over!
About their NBA season, because dear God, they're terrible. I think I saw that they're 14-15 since they hired Doc Rivers. Blame the equipment manager, damn it. It's a lackadaisical attitude from everybody in the organization when they're on the road. You saw that? You know, Giannis, earlier this year, he was calling out the team, everybody from the players to the equipment manager. We all got to be...
And that kid is like, what did I do?
We all got to be better. Doc Rivers pulled the card, too. I'll find the exact quote, but he was saying the other day about, like, their road presence, like how they are on the road as they'll lose a game, and then everybody's just, you know, on to the next city, all smiles, acting like everything's all good. And so Doc was saying we all got to be better to the equipment managers, to the players, all of us. We all got to step our game up. And then they went and lost to the third straight lottery team this week. This week, the Bucks have lost to three lottery teams. I believe it was first either the Wizards or the Pistons. It was the Wizards on Tuesday, 117-113. Then they lost the very next day to the Grizzlies at home, 111-101. And then the Raptors, who had lost 15 games in a row, who were on crack, they lost 117-111 at home. That's three straight lottery teams they lost to. Things are going great.
Things are going awesome. I mean, it's doesn't seem like it's things are going so well for our boy Dame in Milwaukee. Mind you, he's winning much more than he was here.
Well,
we should.
He didn't even want to go part there.
Should be noted. And then when he got there, he was like, "This is really boring in Milwaukee. I don't do anything but play 2K, you know, all day, or play video games,
or watch boxing videos."
Yeah, like I mean, listen, I think Milwaukee is a team that kind of knows that where they are in the standings, they're clearly behind Boston. Boston, you know, has clinched clinched their playoff spot already.
Yeah, they
Boston's good. Like, but everybody else, like, they know the Cavaliers aren't creeping up on them just because they've lost, you know, a couple in a row at this point. So the Cavaliers are still a game and a half behind them. Not worried about Orlando catching up with them. They play when they want to. For the first time, Dame has a bona fide superstar.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Playing on the side of him. Multiple, and really, we could say that.
Playing with multiple all-stars. I mean, if you want to throw Chris Middleton into that.
No, and I'm saying, but not that he hasn't played with really good players, like solid players like Chris Middleton. I think Chris Middleton is a star player, right? If he goes to another team, he's probably going to average somewhere around 23, 24 again. But yeah, I mean, he was, because when they were winning a championship, he was right around 20 points. So you think that if he becomes the number one scorer, you know, I see a lot of Michael Redd in
because he was a Buck. You're just drawing that.
No, I'm saying just because Michael Redd played with Ray Allen for a minute and like didn't get the buckets that he should have got, and then Ray Allen left, and all of a sudden, man, what do you know? I'm an all-star, or I'm on the Olympic team, and all type of stuff like that. I think Chris Middleton, number one, is a 3-and-D guy. He can shoot. He can play defense. And now that he doesn't have to be the secondary scorer all the time, like, you know, he can do a little bit more of that. But I'm looking at a Boston team that's just under bad leadership. I'm being honest. They weren't worried about losing this many games in a row with Adrian Griffin. They were worried they weren't winning games by enough. Right? That was the big thing with Adrian Griffin. Like, it's just us doing this, and we're over here. Now I'm sure he's somewhere with all his millions, hands behind his head, laughing, laxed and chilling because, yeah, you shouldn't have hired. You mean to tell me you're going to replace me with as the best record in the league, one of the best records in the league, with a coach that has showed you over and over and over and over again that even with some of the best talent, I just can't get it done. That's who you decide to replace me with. Hey, man, like you, Giannis, you want to be a superstar? You want to make superstar calls? Here you go. The Bucks are in this position because you decided to force out your coach.
15-16 since firing Adrian Griffin and hiring Doc Rivers, the Milwaukee Bucks are. What does this say about?
You're literally middle of the road.
What does this say about the Eastern Conference that they're still the 2 seed? I mean, they're a game and a half above the Cavs. They're 2 games above the Orlando Magic, who are the 4 seed. The Knicks are tied with them for that 4 seed, and actually the Bucks and Knicks play each other. The Knicks got a huge blow with Julius Randle being ruled out for the season. I mean, dear God, man. I mean, we talked about this a few months ago, is that, like, if the Celtics don't come out of this Eastern Conference or damn near, like, don't win the NBA Finals, I mean, the Nuggets are looking like the Nuggets again, how they were last year. But there is no reason why the Celtics should not just mollywop this whole conference. And again, that, like, when the Bucks are playing this bad and they're still the 2 seed, it's just like, damn, the East, you must really suck.
Yeah, Boston leads by 14 games over Milwaukee right
now.
Good
God,
it's just ridiculous. And the level of talent over the rest of the East, it's there. I mean, you got really good pieces on a lot of these teams.
That's why the Blazers suck, man. It's just that Western Conference is just tough,
just so right?
Thick,
right?
It's not any other reason besides that.
I mean, you look at Jalen Brunson leading the Knicks, Paolo Banchero and Jalen Suggs leading the Magic, Donovan Mitchell on the Cavs. Like, these teams all have really good star players, yet – I don't know, it's like since the All-Star break, nobody can shoot. Who got, it was the Celtics, I think, that lost, what, a 26-point lead, mm-hmm. what, a week or two ago? And that's the best team in the East. These teams are just playing, and I hate to use this word in regards to sports, because you are paid to be consistent, so you're just playing good, and if you're not consistent, you're bad. So these guys are just playing badly right now. They've been shooting way too inconsistently since the All-Star break, and honestly, it's kind of astounding to see. I get basketball as a game of runs, but in the Eastern Conference especially, these big leads that they give up and come back from, it is astounding to me that professional millionaires can't score for stretches of 4 or 5 minutes.
No, that's it's one of, you know, the biggest, Boston is 14 games ahead of the rest of the Eastern Conference. The biggest thing we've been talking about for Boston is Jason Tatum and the fact that during the fourth quarter, they've lost 16 games all season. He's not a closer in the fourth. Like, that's, you know, that's insane, you know, and they're still, Boston is still 14 games ahead of the rest of the pack, you know, in the Eastern Conference, and this guy can't close a game. Well, what do you need to, in most cases, if you're winning your games by 20 or winning your games, like, their point differential is 11.6. So that means they're pretty much blowing teams out of the water, you know, every single night. And so the nights that you don't, and you're not there in the fourth quarter, so I don't know, man. I think there's a lot of bad shots, a lot of jacking right now, a lot of people that are just getting the ball and chucking it up. And so, pause. I see you're ready to come with it, Joe.
But, I'm going to go pull that.
Yeah, but so that's what I'm seeing. And then there's a reason why teams like Miami, who doesn't chuck a lot of shots, you know, all the time, they typically been making it deeper into the playoffs than some teams that are just really, really trigger happy when it comes to shooting the ball. But this Milwaukee team, I think they think that they're going to be able to turn it on in the playoffs. And they might be able to, because who's going to stop Giannis? Who on the
perimeter?
Do
we think that?
I mean, there's potentially.
Do we think?
Yeah, they're still the second seed in a conference that's, I'm not going to call them weak, because I think each team that's in the playoffs has great players, you know, with the exception of maybe Atlanta, you know. But even Atlanta, between Trae Young and DeJounte Murray, are great.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.